space-grown lettuce may sound like something from science fiction, but astronauts on the International Space Station, or ISS, have been enjoying their leafy greens since mid-2015, thanks to NASA's Veggie Plant Growth System. Now that some of this lettuce has been returned to Earth, scientists have been able to analyse the nutritional and bacterial content of these lettuces. For comparison, a batch of lettuces on Earth was grown in conditions exactly mimicking the temperature, humidity, and carbon dioxide levels experienced by those on the ISS. So, do salad greens grown in space make for a better lunch? My name's Megan McGregor, and I spoke to Joya Massa, a project scientist at Kennedy Space Center, to find out.
We found that the lettuce plants grown on the International Space Station compared very similarly to those grown on Earth, in that the nutritional composition was very similar within an experiment. The microbial content was increased on the space station, but the plants were safe for the astronauts.
The nutritional similarity between the plants is surprising because there's much lower gravity in space, and the microgravity makes watering plants pretty difficult.
We actually had a fair amount of stress that the plants on the space station were subjected to that those on Earth didn't receive in the same way. And this tended to be due to water stress, whether they got not enough water or too much water, because it's really difficult to water your plants in space. On Earth, excess water just drains away, but in space, it will build up around the plants. So we were a little surprised at the similarity between the crops.
The researchers also found that there were more of certain types of bacteria on the lettuces grown in space. When you remember that the International Space Station is more than just an orbiting laboratory, it's easy to see why.
Plants that were grown on the space station are essentially growing inside a house where there are six people living and working and exercising every day. There tends to be a higher level of microorganisms in that environment, whereas those grown on Earth were grown in a controlled environment chamber, and we would go into that chamber to check the plants, you know, once a day, but the rest of the time no one was entering that chamber.
Understanding the microbiome that naturally arises on these lettuces opens the door to some exciting future possibilities.
I think there's a lot of potential for designing a microbiome that can help protect the plants and the crew. This is an area that agriculture is really just starting to understand. And so there are a number of agricultural industries that are looking at biopriming and being able to do custom microbiomes on seeds, for instance, when you plant them in the soil, to help give those plants a better chance at being very productive. And I think the same type of strategy can be applied for space crops, where a microbiome could be designed for that environment to help provide a stable, beneficial ecosystem that can outcompete any potential human or plant pathogens.
It's an area that's still in its very early stages of development, but certainly may be important for longer-term crop growth in space. I spoke to Cambridge University's Howard Griffiths about some of the other challenges space crops might face.
One of the issues might be, for instance, if you were trying to grow plants in space over many generations and saving seed, that you might get some pathogens that had initially been incorporated or brought in with some seed that could eventually wipe out your supplies.
And it's not just nasty bacteria that might be causing problems.
If you were saving seed from generation to generation, whether any of the additional cosmic radiation that you tend to get at these altitudes, or if you were in deep space, might eventually cause some genetic mutations in plants as they were growing, because you'd have to grow them to flowering and setting seed. And so there would be a chance that if you were saving seed, that seed might accumulate some additional errors. I think there would also be some longer term issues in having to maintain the growth media and so on, which might cause some problems in the longer term. Plants tend to exude carbon into rooting media, so there could be problems with longer term in terms of needing to sterilise that on a regular basis.
But before we get to long-term space missions, we'll probably need a bit more than lettuce. Joya Massa again.
So we're building on this by first testing other leafy green crops in space to ensure that they also will grow well in this environment and that they are safe for the crew to eat. And hopefully adding things like small fruits, peppers, and tomatoes in the next couple of years to the space diet.
Howard Griffiths from the University of Cambridge and Joya Massa, one of the study's authors, talking about that paper, which is available in Frontiers in Plant Science.